Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, bringing you the final podcast for 2015. Maybe you are listening in a rare quiet moment, or maybe you find yourself with many quiet moments during the holidays. Some people are busy with Christmas, others look forward to New Year's celebrations. And some just find themselves in the midst of what seems chaotic and commercial. It's a good time to think about celebrating. One of the most interesting things about words is the way words acquire related meanings and then go off in their own directions, but somehow they always know their family. And the word celebrate is like that because its most common meaning, to have a party, to get together with people, do something social and fun, something that seems sometimes superficial, a little bit trivial, or a little bit, TV sitcom lovely, a little unconvincing. But this word celebrate, it also applies to people from different religions who are in charge of performing a kind of a ritual, a public worship. And the two meanings just seem so very different, and yet we need both of them to understand what difference does it make whether or not you celebrate. And I don't mean whether you celebrate Christmas or whether you celebrate Hanukkah or whether you celebrate some other holiday, whether you are Muslim or Hindi or Buddhist or Christian or First Nations. There are so many different religions, so many different ways of believing. No, what I mean is any kind of celebration, anytime you say, something has happened, I have achieved something, somebody else has achieved something, and we're going to celebrate. I think celebration is one of our core choices as human beings. We can choose to believe that serious stuff is grim or sorrowful, that the world is full of grief and that grief is somehow more serious, more important, more significant than fulfillment or satisfaction or laughter or love. Or we can choose to believe that achievement, that camaraderie, that satisfaction, this is real and important and worth stabilizing with our intense attention, with our connections with other people, so that we activate all of that wondrous neurological machinery that gets activated by social connection. So that we use our words, whether it is in a religious ceremony or raising a toast, we use words to stabilize something good so that we remember it. And the third meaning of celebrate is to honor or praise. We celebrate somebody when we publicly talk about what is good and strong in them. And the only way for human beings to know, to notice strength or goodness, courage, resourcefulness, is for them to have some experience of that within them. And in order to reach out and praise somebody's courage, we have to find the part of us that is brave. Or to celebrate somebody's compassion. Or somebody's ability to make people laugh in hard times. We have to connect with the parts of ourselves that is capable of that, that wants to be capable of that, that imagines that. And so celebration is one of the most serious choices you can make as a human being, because it is you saying, I choose to notice what is rich and good and resourceful in my life. And I choose to experience it so vividly and so publicly that one day, maybe today, maybe not for a long time, but one day, when I do not feel like celebrating, when it feels like the world is dark or cold, when I feel like I am a failure, when I feel alone, on that day, there will be a part of me that remembers this thing that was worth celebrating, this day of celebration. And that part of me will be my light in the darkness, my hope and my reason to shake it off, to dig deeper for what is good, and to continue to make a new day worth celebrating. I wish you and yours a wonderful end to 2015 and the beginnings of something worth celebrating in 2016. This is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.